Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. This is Charlene. Welcome to Grace Multiplied, a mature persuasion podcast. Welcome. If it's your first time coming to this podcast, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome back. You are wise. Again, if it's your first time coming, welcome. We're so glad you're here. And if you're coming back, if you're returning, welcome. You are wise. Now, what we suggest you do is visit the podcast library. You will find a number of episodes. Just read the title and then read the subscription, the description box. It will tell you about what's in the title. Just read it. Read it all to your content. They build on each other. We can't say everything in just one episode, but we do share with you where we've been led to. Just let me tell you a little bit about what we believe here so you'll know, in case it is your first time coming to the podcast. We believe in God. We believe in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. We do. And because of that, we base everything we do on the written word of God. So what we suggest is that everyone read the word of God for themselves. Now, a tool that we use, and we use it pretty much every day, and the last time we used it, it was free. It's called BibleGateway.com. And if you visit that website, you're going to find a number of translations of the Bible. Just pick the one that speaks to you and read it as often as you like. There's so many. I like to read different translations and compare them to each other. And then I personally go back to God with what I've read. And if I've got questions, I just ask God all of my questions. And he directs and shows me where to go. So everything that I share here with you, I've already talked to the Lord about. I want you to know that. I do have my own personal relationship with God. That's because I find it absolutely wonderful and necessary. You see, I'm walking through my seventh decade in the earth realm, and I'm looking into my eighth decade. That means I've been around a while. I've seen some things. I've seen people come and people go. I've seen seasons change. I've seen circumstances change. And, you know, I have choice. I can decide, as you can decide, what you want to believe. So, with my free will of choice, because it's always worked for me and always blessed me. Blessed, yes. Blessed. Brought me good. I do trust God's word. So, I base everything I do on the written word of God. I try words, God's word. I live God's word. I live from God's word. As I said, I believe in God. That's my choice. So, and I know that everybody that comes to this podcast may not, but if you don't, of course, that's your choice. And I don't go back and forth with that, because I've learned that people have the right to choice. And when God sustains us and gives us his breath, we know that breath comes from him. That's what the Bible tells us. Then we make a choice as to how we want to use that breath or what we want to believe. So again, welcome to Grace Multiplied, a Mature Persuasion Podcast. Now, if you have questions or you want to add something, maybe there's something you feel you know that we don't, and we believe in a higher quality of life over here, we have an email address. It's gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. Again, that's gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. So if you have something you want to share with us, now the technology on the podcast is becoming more sophisticated and you can leave messages. We want to hear from you because we believe that everyone needs a word of encouragement at some point in their life. So when we hear from you, we're encouraged. We want to know who's listening. So we want to hear from you. If you have any questions, email us and we'll set something up. We also have access to conference lines if we need to talk to you or if you need prayer or if just something that you want to discuss, feel free to let us know. And I believe what I'm supposed to share with you this week is Remember his love. As I said, I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I know from a child, from a wee child, a small child, I was always told that Jesus loved me. Jesus loves me. Always. And I'm sure you've heard that. It was even a song that they used to sing to us, saying, yes, Jesus loves me all my life. That's all I've ever heard people say about Jesus. One thing he said that they said was that he died on the cross for me. He shed his blood for me. He died on the cross, and that he loved me. And then, as I said, I was introduced. If you go to the podcast library, you'll find, as you listen to the episodes, more about me, and you'll find that I was introduced to the Lord Jesus Christ at an early age. But, of course, just like everyone else, you have to come to the knowledge that you need a personal relationship on your own. No matter who you're around or what they're doing or what they have to say, a lot of times it can affect how you see God depending on circumstances of life. And if you read go to the podcast library and read the description boxes, we have different segments about different circumstances. And I say it, they build on each other. And just, you know, listen to the podcast to your content. And then if you have questions, you've got the email address where you can call. But today I want you to know that God wants me to remind you that he loves you. You are loved. Even if you don't feel loved at this very moment, maybe something's been working and you just don't understand it. Maybe you've done everything that you think you should do and something still just isn't working exactly as it should. You see, we do live in this world, but we're not of this world. Although we live in this world, we can see what's going on around us. We're not in this world alone. There are others in this world, and they all have their opinion. Everybody has an opinion. Everybody has a choice. Everyone has a story. Those are just God-given rights. And if you listen to this podcast, go to the episodes, you'll find that we are individual expressions of God. We were all created. God created us. He did. From the dust of the ground. And he breathed the breath of life in us. So every morning that you come to consciousness, just like I'm talking now, I'm using the breath to talk to you that God gave me. And he created all of us from the dust of the ground and breathed the breath of life in us. But our relationship with him, how well we get to know him, depends on us. It's our choice. If you want a very close relationship, if you really want to understand how the kingdom of God works, if you really want to understand what Jesus did for you on the cross, then you have the right, the strength, and the power to seek that out. The God that you've heard people say you've got to serve God, actually the Lord just blesses us with life. And once we learn what he's done for us and how it affects us and what it means for us, it's so good, we want more of that life. So if you go to the podcast library and just read the titles and just look to see what fits the questions that you might have and listen, then of course if you have more questions, you've got the email address, let us know. But the God that I have a personal relationship with, he is Elohim in creation. I know he created all things. And at that point in time, when he created me and you and everything else in the world, that's when he called us, because he's given us life. He called us. The Bible tells us in another place that many are called, but few are chosen. He called us and he chose us when we came to him. What do we do with that call? When you come to God seeking him, seeking his face, he said in another place in his word, if we acknowledge him in all of our ways, you know, he'll direct our paths. In life, you'll have many opportunities, many choices and decisions that you have to make. Those are paths, ways that you take. What type of decisions do you make? He told us in another place that when he died for us on the cross, it was a divine exchange made. Everything that belonged to him from the beginning, everything belongs to God, he imputed to us. And the most important thing he imputed to us when he shed his blood was his righteousness. He gave us the opportunity so that we can now, we know now, because we received him, because we call on him, because we look for him, and because we believe in his death, his burial, and his resurrection, we know that we have been put in right standing with God. We know that. We know that we are now the righteousness of God in Christ. Whatever Jesus was, we are now. He died for us on the cross, yes, fully dead on the cross, was buried in the grave, yes, but then he conquered the grave. I know you've heard that before. He rose from the grave, and what that does is establish the fact that the sacrifice that he made of his life for us was accepted. That's why you'll hear many say now, we are his beloved. We are his beloved. We are the manifest sons of God. We're walking through this earth realm, and the more we want to know about him, the more of an opportunity we have to learn about him. He sustains us on a daily basis. All of our needs are met, but you have to know how to have the faith for that, because you can't see God in the natural. There's things that I could explain to you about God. We have to receive what the Lord God does for us by faith. And another scripture tells us that now faith, that's absolute now faith for today faith that we use right in this moment, is the substance of the things that we hope for and the evidence of things not seen. So the fact, the mere fact that we believe in God is evidence that he exists because we believe. And he works in our life, he says, according to our faith, whatever we're asking him for, whatever we're believing him for, according to our faith in him, be it unto us. Oh, there's just so many wonderful things that I could tell you about my relationship with the Lord. But today, I am mainly just to tell you and help you understand how much he loves you. And you don't have to worry about his love for you. The love that he has for you will never change. So I'm sharing with you this particular point. And it's critical. It's a truth in God's word. And you need to always remember this and feed on it. And let it take root in your spirit. Let it become the anchor of your life. Let it become the anchor of your hope. And this is it. As a child of God, no matter what happens in your life, Abba Father God in heaven loves you dearly. And nothing will ever be able to change that. I don't care how many mistakes you think you've made. I don't care how unworthy you feel you are. God loves us with an unconditional love. But you have to believe it. That's where the faith comes in. Whether you're going through good times or having situations occur that you just prefer would not be occurring, you need to know that Abba Father God loves you. You are loved. You need to feel that love. You are loved. And there's nothing that you could ever do that's going to make him love you any more or any less, because he loved us when he created us. He so loved the world, he tells us. There's nothing we can do to affect that. And especially when you feel like, when you can't feel God's love, when you think that God wouldn't love you, why would he not love you? That's when you really need to believe and just trust. I know you're faithful, Lord. I'm going to believe you because your word says you love me. So I'm going to believe you love me. And as you love him, and every day you get up, just spend some time with him. Even before you get out of the bed, when you first open your eyes, you can just think on him. Before you go to sleep at night, just talk to him. You have to have faith to talk to the Lord. I know if you've not done it before, it's going to seem unusual to you, and you're going to have all kind of thoughts that invade your memory. Little things will come up to try to just distract you. Those are just distractions. You have to just focus on the Lord. Focus on the fact. Just tell him, Lord Jesus Christ, I want to know you better. I do. Abba Father God, I give you, you know, I believe you. And I give you free reign in my life. Shepherd me. You said when I acknowledge you in all of my ways, you would direct my paths. This is a situation going on. But the good part about it is God already knows everything. You don't have to hide anything from him. He knows exactly how you feel all the time. As a matter of fact, he's the only one that knows exactly how you feel all the time. Because he knows you so well. And because you, once you receive Jesus Christ, you know, you gotta, your faith got to start somewhere. I've heard people say before, the longest journey starts with the first step. So you have to reach out to him, because he's not going to violate your free will. If you insist he's not there, he won't be there for you. He'll still be there for you, because you're going to be walking around until you leave this realm with his breath in you. He'll still be there, hoping you'll acknowledge him. But he knows, you know, if you don't want to believe in him, he's not going to force you to. But once you believe in him, that's when the goodness starts. Once you believe in him, actually, it's mercy even till you get to that point. But once you say, Lord, I believe you love me with an everlasting love. And I know your love, the way you love me, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You'll feel his love. And you'll begin to move, and things will change in your life. You'll have more strength. And you'll recognize that in this realm that we live in, I know that there's always something grabbing at your attention, trying to bring fear, trying to get you to doubt God, trying to just terrorize you, actually. If you watch the news, we see all the stuff that's going on. We recognize that. But you have to understand that when you are covered by the shed blood of Jesus, you are safe, period. And you are utterly loved, and you're completely accepted by him. Yes, you are. You have to recognize that. And you can learn more about him. He loves us. Even if you never knew him before, his love for you ain't got nothing to do with the fact that you didn't believe him before. He still loved you anyway. And he will always love you. You need to rest in that knowledge that he loves you. He is Abba, Father God. And he said nothing can separate you from his love. And I accept that. And I've come to realize that. He said nothing can separate us. But you got to be persuaded that death, nor life, nor angels, or principalities, or powers that you see, or things that claim they're powerful. Things present, things to come, nor height or depth, or any other thing created, no matter what man think they big enough to do, they can't separate you from God's love, period. Can't happen. Which is in Christ Jesus. That's been set aside for us. It ain't nothing nobody can do about it. He said in another place in the Old Testament, though the mountains be shaken, you can see the land falling down and falling apart all around you, and the hills are removed. He said, yet his unfailing love for you would not be shaken, nor his covenant of peace be removed. He said, he is the Lord that has compassion on us. He does. So that's really all I have to share with you today. I want you to know that God loves you no matter what. No matter what. Whether you think you deserve it or not. Whether you made some bad decisions in the time that you've been listening to this podcast. Maybe you made some bad decisions. Maybe you made some bad decisions in your past. You may even make some more bad decisions after you get through listening to this. Just come back and listen again. So you can build your faith. Trust God. Know that he's faithful. No matter what. Know and remember his love. God loves you. Now, I hope I've said something that will help you, that will bring some comfort to you. And remember, I want to hear from you. So email me. God bless.